الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الحمد لله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? الحمد لله. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. Okay. All right. Today what we have is we have the study of no problem. We will continue our Quran study inshallah today as well. We will be discussing the next few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. All right. What we will start off with is a quick recap of where we were before. The ayat that we did not completely finish. Okay. So we were still in the midst of discussing the idea of the ism mawsul and sila, and the idea that there could be multiple silas. That's something that I think we should revisit to get a better grasp of the idea. Okay, so here is something that we covered briefly in Steps to Arabic 1, but not so much. Okay. Here is how connectors work. Okay, connectors. Here is how they work. Number one is there's three parts to it. We didn't actually name them as such. That's what they are. No, I just have some allergies. Sorry. Seasonal allergies, subhanAllah. Barakallahu feek. Thank you for asking, Brother Mirza Danish. Ameen, Ya Rab, Ameen. This is the allergy season for, I think, a lot of people, including me. is the audio okay? Okay, alhamdulillah. Do you hear anything in the background? Do you hear background noise? Sure, but do you hear them right now? No. Okay, very good. So I'll tell you why I'm asking, because I got something. Sorry. Moving the camera around. So this is me. This is the laptop, right? I got this little thing here. You see that? It's a sound box. So what it does is that it has these wave patterns that, prevent interference from outside, and then my voice goes through here. So I want to test it. I mean, I think it's somewhat of a scam because, the sound waves are, it is a different pattern to the sound rooms. This is not the same pattern. But either way, let's try it. And if not, then, Amazon's return policy for the win. Now, if you, I want to actually test this today to see if there's any background noise or not. Amazon's in the bud, yes. Okay, three parts to the connectors. The first ism, the connector, and the second ism. These have actual Arabic words too. If you want, I can write them here for you, right? The connector is called harf atf, harfu atfin. Okay, and the second ism is called Al-Ma'tuf. It's technically Al-Ma'tuf alayhi, but Al-Ma'tuf is fine. Okay? And this is, they don't usually call this the first ism. It's just, they would say Ma'tuf ala kada. Okay? They would say Ma'tuf ala first ism, like that. Okay? So let's look at this example. You have Tanazzalul Malaikatu wal Ruhu. You with me, people? تنزل الملائكة والروح. Okay, let's take okay, we're going to talk about the connector just briefly here, just as a side point here, so that we are able to understand it clearly. Okay, so تنزل الملائكة والروح. تنزل is a فاعل actually. الملائكة is its فاعل. Okay, الملائكة is the فاعل of this فاعل. That is why the status of الملائكة is مرفوع. Do you all see that? Yes, alhamdulillah. And the meaning, of course, is the angels descend and the spirit descends. I'm going to change the translation a little bit. The angels and the spirit descends. And of course, the spirit here is Jibreel alayhi salam, right? I went Egyptian there for a second by spelling J as in with a G. The angels and spirits descend, and the spirit descends. So, al malaikatu is marfu' because it is the fa'il. Okay. Now, let's call this as let's describe it as such. We have the fa'il is tanazzalu. You with me? All right. Fa'il is al-malaikatu. All right. Now, we would say there is no maf'ul. Okay, the maf'ul is any. Yeah, the maf'ul, I was just reading the item, make sure there's no maf'ul. There isn't, alhamdulillah. Now, but as with the fa'il, there's something else that's going on, and that's why we indent it to show you that. Okay, what is going on? We have the harf atf. What is harf atf? Our connector. Connector. And what is this connector, Miskeen? It is the connector, the harf. Yeah, people, tell me, what is it? It is wow. Very good. The connector is wow. Okay. Then you have ma'tuf. Ma'tuf. And you might see that this is from the this is the maf'ul pattern, the acted upon pattern, huh? Connected ism. Ma'tuf is ar-ruhu. Ma'tuf is ar-ruhu. And what we say is it is ma'tuf ala, the Arabic would be ar-ruh. Ma'tufun على الملائكة. Oh my God. Where is the Hamzatul? Okay. All right. Ma'atuf ala al-malaikatu. You with me, people? It's connected to what? Al-malaikatu. People, you with me? Yes or no? Does that make sense? Status and meaning. Correct? Okay. Then you have رحلة الشتاء والصيف. رحلة الشتاء والصيف. رحلة is the journey. So this is the winter and summer journeys. You with me? رحلة is مضاف is رحلة. And مضاف إليه is الشتائي. Then you have حرف عطف, which is واو. And then you have your معطوف, which is الصيف. Okay. Now here is the idea. When it's معطوف على, the meaning is as follows. The meaning is as follows. رحلة الشتاء والصيف. What you're saying is as follows. It's as if you're saying رحلة الشتاء و what ورحلة الصيف. That's what you're saying. The معطوف estimated meaning is as follows. Okay. رحلة الشتاء ورحلة الصيف. تنزل الملائكة والروح. What would be the estimated meaning of it? Or let's say like the effective meaning. It would be تنزل الملائكة و but what? It would actually be it would actually be yatanazzal. Okay, the fa'il changes a little bit. There's a complex reason for why there's one less ta here. Don't worry about that. The point is, the effective meaning looks like this. رحلة الشتاء ورحلة الصيف. تنزل الملائكة ويتنزل الروح. Okay? Does it mean that الصيفي is مضاف إليه number two? Is الصيف مضاف إليه, yes or no people? In the original ayah. Is الصيف مضاف إليه? No, it is not. It is معطوف, connected to the مضاف إليه, which is الشتاء. People, you with me? Let me put this guy here. All right. Let's ask the same question here. Let me tell me what you think. Is الروح فاعل فاعل in this ayah, تنزل الملائكة والروح, is it فاعل? Ar-ruhu. Ar-ruhu is not the fa'il. What? Who's the fa'il? Al-malaikatu, right? All right. So it is not the fa'il. It is ma'tuf, connected to the fa'il. Is that clear? Let's take one more example. وَأَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. This is from Surah Al-Imran. أَنْزَلَتْ أَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Okay. Translate for me, please. وَأَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. This is from Ali Imran, by the way. Right here, وَأَنْزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. This ayah. We revealed, where is the we, brothers? Where is the I? Ahsan, Sister Thamar. And he revealed the Torah and the Injil, which is generally approximated to mean the Gospels. Okay? Not exactly, but approximated to mean that. Okay? The fi'il is what? Fi'il is anzala. The fa'il is, I didn't put on he. If it was and we revealed it, what would it be if it was we revealed? Anzalna, very good. Okay. Maf'ul. At-Tawrah. Okay, very good. Okay, I have a harf atf connector. Yes, what is that? What? And then I have ma'tuf connected ism, which is al injil. Al-Injil, very good. Is Al-Injil maf'ul number 2? No. It is connected to maf'ul number 1. You see the difference? Now, one final example. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Okay. Translate, please. You can start by saying Ja'ala. What does Ja'ala mean? He made lakum for you al-arda, the earth, firashan, da or So it's a, we talked about this before, didn't we? A bed slash dwelling place. Do you remember that? All right. That's why I'm using this example. This is from Surah Baqarah, ayah number 21, if I'm not mistaken, or 22. The fi'il here is ja'ala. Yes? Fa'il. Hidden pronoun. He. Maf'ool. Maf'ool. Al-arda. Correct? What about firashan? What's firashan? Roshan, connected. Where's the connector? Sifa. Well, al-arda is definite. Firashan is indefinite. This is going to be, you see how made for you, the earth, a bed, right? What is the maf'ool? The maf'ool is the thing that receives the action, okay? He made something into something for you, or something as something for you. So both something and something is maf'ul, right? So this would be maf'ul number two, firashan. And lakum is this jar majrur, right? Harf jar ism majrur. Okay, do you see the difference between this and this? You see the difference? At-Tawrata maf'ul. But Al-Injila is not maf'ul number two. It is ma'tuf, connected. Why is it connected? Because of the waw. This example, al-arda maf'ul, firashan maf'ul number two. Okay, do you see that? There's no waw here, there's no connector, there's no harf atf. So, a quick recap of what we're trying to do. We're trying to understand what is harf atf as a connector, ma'tuf is the thing that's connected. Okay, what's connected does not become maf'ul. What's connected does not become mudaf ilayhi. What's connected does not become fa'il. What does it become? It becomes connected, ma'tuf, to the fa'il. It becomes connected, ma'tuf, to the mudaf ilayhi. It becomes connected, ma'tuf, to the maf'ul. Is that point clear, people? Alhamdulillah. Now let's look at the ayah that we were having some trouble with, which is the ayah الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Okay. This ayah right here. Okay. Alladhina is my sila. Sila is alladhina. Yes or no? Sorry. اسم موصول, my bad. And then sila is يؤمنون بالغيب, yes or no? Okay, very good. Now, this is the new thing here that we haven't seen before, which is the following. Just like you have a single word, and maybe I'll split the screen here just to make it a little easier for you. Okay, just like you have a single word that can be connected to a word before, it does not take the role of that thing. It does not become maf'ul, it becomes connected. The same thing can happen with a sentence. A whole sentence can be connected to a sentence before. You get? Let me repeat that. A whole sentence can be connected to a sentence before. People, are you with me? Now, here you have this sentence. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَةَ, connected to the sentence before. Okay, let's try it. First, here I have at-tawrata. At-tawrata is maf'ul. Al-injila is connected to it. Is it the maf'ul? The answer is no. We have established that, right? It's not the maf'ul. It's connected to the maf'ul. In the case of a single word, you will see it's connected because you can see it's mansub, right? It will appear. Now, just like a word connects back to another word, a sentence can connect back to a sentence as well. Now, let me break it down. Remember, I would say that what's the effective meaning? Effective meaning is, if you were to spell it out without connectors, how would you spell it out? What's the effective meaning of أنزل التوراة والإنجيل? Please help me out. What's the effective meaning of it? If I wanted to remove, if I wanted to make this guy مفعول, what would I do? I would say أنزل التوراة وأنزل الإنجيل, right? Isn't that the effective meaning? Or in that case, do you see? Do you see that? This is the effective meaning. Now, here, if I wanted to write the effective meaning of this guy, this ayah, what would it be? The effective meaning of, exactly, he revealed the Torah and he revealed the gospel. Exactly, Sister Maria. If I wanted to write the effective meaning of this, I'm going to remove the ayah marker just so that you don't get confused that I'm writing an ayah or something. It will be what? It will be الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالَّذِينَ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. You see? That's what the effective meaning is. But is this repetitive? Is this repetitive? It is very repetitive. Unless there is a purpose that repetition serves, there's no need to repeat. So, the wow, harf af, does the job of connecting the sentence back to the sentence before, creating this effective meaning. Okay, but is this the sila? Yuqimuna sala, is it sila or is it connected? Sila or connected? You can write S for sila or C for connected. It's connected. All right. Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, is it sila or connected? It is connected. Now, in this ayah, in this sentence, imagine this is a sentence. Okay, can you imagine that? Yes, right? Imagine this is a sentence here. Here, at-tawrata is maf'ul, correct? أنزل فعل فاعل hidden pronoun هي التراث مفعول. أنزل الإنجيل أنزل فعل فاعل hidden pronoun الإنجيل. الإنجيل here in this sentence مفعول. الإنجيل in this sentence connected. Okay, excellent. يؤمنون يقيمون الصلاة in this ayah. Connected or sila? Connected. يقيمون الصلاة in this sentence. Connected or sila? Sila. مما رزقناهم ينفقون. Connected or sila? Connected. مما رزقناهم ينفقون here in this sentence. Sila. You see that, people?
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. May I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
So I guess maybe where I'm having personally having a bit of confusion around is when it says like الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. So بِالْغَيْبِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, like that doesn't, I guess, is that a significance? Because it seems like it's, if I'm, I guess maybe I'm biased in the way I structure sentences because of, you know, I'm English native.
Yes.
So like this is a running list. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ, like one doesn't seem to be more important than the other. So why is the first one the sila and other ones are connected? Is it just because it's the first one and that's that? Like,
that's
there's no
good question. Jazakallah for asking. Does the connected verse, does it mean that one is more important than the other? Right? The ma'tuf, is that less important than the ma'tuf alayhi, what was connected to, right? That actually is not the case. The Torah is not more important than the Injil. They are both the same, right? You maybe make an argument the Injil is more important than the Torah, right? Yes or no?
Yep.
Tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruh, excellent example, right? Are the angels more important than Jibreel? They're not. In fact, Jibreel is the most important angel. Correct? So the wow does not give that meaning. Or does not, the connected ma'atuf does not create that meaning. Inshallah, is that okay? What it does is it creates a list. And what we're trying to understand is when the list is one ism, I think it's pretty easy to see how it connects. But when the list is a sentence, a list of sentences are connected, that's where it becomes a little complex. And that's where we are trying to break it down and trying to show that it's exactly the same as if it's a single word. The sentence connects to a sentence before. Now, that doesn't make one more important than the other by default. Maybe there's a secondary reason to make it more important, but not by default. Does that answer your question, Brother Salim?
Yes, it does. Jazakallah khair.
Barakallah khair. Very good question, and thank you for bringing it up. Alhamdulillah. All right, so is that is where we are. And by the way, let's add the connected, of course, over here would be what? Yuqimuna as-salah, right? This one. Yuqimuna as-salah, right here, which is our ma'tuf, right? We can use the words interchangeably, ma'tuf or connected, either way is fine. All right. Ma'tuf, connected, Qimun as-salah, and then ma'tuf again, connected, is مِمَّا رَزَقْدَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Now this actually opens up some possibilities of like wordplay. If Allah repeats a word, sometimes the repetition would create, right, the desired emphasis that is needed. You see, I'll show you an example that you know really well. Do you see this ayah? Can you find the repetition in this ayah? I'm sure you all know this ayah, right? Can you see the repetition in this ayah? There's a word that repeats. Tawasaw. Tawasaw. Excellent. Ahsant. Sister Hanima. Do you know what is that? Tawasaw. How many times does tawasaw come? Twice, right? Tawasaw bilhaqqi wa tawasaw bilsabr. This is a more advanced point. I want to see if you can appreciate the eloquence of the Quran with me. Are you ready for this, people? Or is it too much? Okay, alhamdulillah. Tawasaw has a very deep meaning. Like tawasaw is one of those words where, like, if you open up a dictionary, they will talk a lot about what the word means. Okay, but a good translation is right here: advising each other. Advising each other. So, and then tawasaw, the waw is the fa'il. So the translation would be, they advised each other bilhaqqi. Translate bilhaqqi. With truth or with the truth? With slash in the truth. With the truth, i.e. they are doing it with the truth, i.e. with like the evidences from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whatever they say is true. In truth is like, it's sincere. Truthfully. They're doing it truthfully. Sincerely. Not, you know, not for like an ego purpose or any other secondary purposes. You see? By the way, both meanings are present and intended by the usage of the word be. The advice advised each other with slash in the truth, and they advised each other bis sabri it's past tense with the patience or impatience. Both of those are good. Okay. Tawasaw, by the way, is a the root letters for tawasaw is a waw, sod, and yeah. How many weak letters or how many weak letters are there? Two. Waw and yeah. That's why it's a complex root. Okay. Have you heard the word wasiyya? Wasiyya. What does wasiyya mean? Anybody know what wasiyya means? The portion you can give away to anybody. What is that called, Vildanish? Your what you 1/3, yes. Your bequest, what you leave behind. That's right. So that's what the word wasiyya, that's what tawasaw comes from. It's like the way you talk to the person is as if you're giving them a bequest. And when you talk to them, it's with truth and with patience. And with lovingness and gentleness. That's why Al-Qurtubi says that tawasaw actually means they do it lovingly. Because when you leave a wasiyah, wasiyah is left behind lovingly. Right? You don't leave wasiyah for someone you hate. Correct? Your inheritance might go to somebody who you don't like because they're related to you. And that is the qadr of Allah. That's the law of Allah. But your wasiyah, you pick. Right? So it is with love. And it may be an expression of one of the best types of love, because you've literally left them your estate as you are dying, or part of your estate. Mentor would work, but the word is very all-encompassing. They mentor each other, which I like that. Mentoring is nice, okay? Because it has an element of care and compassion, right? So that's very good. Barakallahu fi. Jazakallahu khair. Now, here, what's the word that repeats? Tawasaw, right? Is it acceptable? Is it Is it fine to say this outside of the Quran? Tell me if the meaning is fine. Is this clear? They advised or mentored each other with truth and with patience, right? Yes or no? How about this one? Does it work as well? It works too, right? How look at that. Tawasaw fi'il and fa'il. Tawasaw fi'il and fa'il. Bilhaqi harjar ism majrur. Alright? Related to tawasaw. Tawasaw fi'il fa'il bil sabri harjar ism majrur related to tawasaw. You with me? If you reduce one type of repetition, what happens? Tawasaw fi'il and fa'il bilhaqi harjar ism majrur. Wow connector bisabri harjar ism majrur connects to tawasaw, like it is related. Tawasaw bilhaqi would be related, and then bisabri would be connected to the related. You with me? Okay, here if I remove the ba, tawasaw fi'l and fa'il bi harjar ism majrur related to the fi'l, wow connector. A sabr is connected to the ism majrur. It would be connected to the ism majrur. You see that? If this bis sabri is there, it's connected to the whole, this whole thing. It connects back to tawasaw the fi'l. But here, with was sabri, it connects to al-haqqi, the ism majrur. This would be the most succinct way of saying it. And the meaning would be exactly the same. People, you with me? Mudare would be yatawasaw. Yatawasawna. Yatawasawna. Okay? One is connected more in meaning versus grammatically corrected. So grammatically, all three of these are 100% correct. Okay? Meaning-wise, they all mean the same thing. Are you with me, people? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats, has two extra repetitions here. Not just one, but two extra repetitions. Tawasaw repeats, bis, the B repeats. That repetition is for a purpose. It's to emphasize that amilu salihat, they do good deeds, but especially when they do good deeds, the good deed that stands out is how they mentor and advise people. Always saying the truth, always sincerely, always patiently. And to drive home that point, you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats. So there is a purpose to repetition, and the repetition, when it shows up, it is to explain something, right? So this is what, once we understand the concept of atf, it will help us understand. Here, tawasaw bis sabr is ma'toof to the whole sentence, tawasaw bil haqq. Here, bis sabr will be ma'toof to the fi'l. It will be ma'toof ala the fi'l. It will be just like, this will be ma'tuf to the bilhaqi, the whole expression. Related to the fi'l, related to the fi'l. Just like, anzala tawrata wal injila, al injila is ma'tuf to the maf'ul. This should be ma'tuf bis sabr to bilhaq, the related to fi'l. Here, it is ma'tuf to ism majrur. It's ma'atuf to the ism majrur. Let me maybe highlight this whole thing to you. So do you see how it this is where there's least repetition, a little bit more repetition, and the most repetition. And that's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the one of the shortest surahs of Quran. And that is to show and highlight that of all their good deeds, this is what stands out. And what makes the surah, what makes this point even more like amazing and more miraculous from Allah is that this is a very short surah. It has very few words in it. So the shortness of the surah combined with the repetition tells you that that is even more important. So this is why Imam Shafi'i, wallahu a'lam, might have said that the surah in Quran, there's a surah in the Quran, لَوْ تَدَبَّرَهَا النَّاسِ لَكَفَتُمْ, there's one surah in the Quran, if people were to ponder it, it would be enough for them. And that is وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Alright, so that is the idea of Al-Afw, O people, how it connects and how it opens up the possibilities of eloquence. That is, mashallah, the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how miraculous His speech is. We can now start to appreciate a little bit of it once we are able to understand it. Okay, now let's move on to the ayah notes. We had a few words to talk about. I'm going to skim through this quickly, because we spent a little bit of time talking about the harf atf and whatnot. Yu'minuna, right? You remember Yu'minuna? From here. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb wa yuqimuna salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Yu'minuna. People, you with me? Yu'minuna means they believe, right? What is the root letters for yu'minuna? What is the root letters of yu'minuna? Hamza, Meem, and Noon. Hamza, Meem, and Noon. Okay? People, are you with me? Are you able to see how is Hamza, Meem, Noon? It's right there. Okay. Now, let me type Hamza, Meem, Noon. Hamza, Meem, Noon. And this time, by Allah's mercy, I wasn't typing with a lot of typos. All right, here I am. Okay, Hamza, Meem, Noon. Okay, look at this. First possibility of family one is Amuna, Amuna, Ya'munu, the master being Amanatan. Amuna, Ya'munu, Amanatan, which means to be trustworthy. Okay. The word for what does the word Amin mean, people? Amin means trustworthy, right? That was the nickname or the title of the Prophet ﷺ. Given to him by the polytheists of Makkah. By the way, were you able to hear background noises yet or no? Are you able to hear them? Okay, so this box is it's a little or okay. Okay. Okay, I think I have to maybe get that. You heard that one? Okay. Alright, so I think this box is a bit of a scam. I have to return and get something maybe more properly designed. Don't worry, I'll keep at it until I find something that, you know, cut out the background noise. I hear a studio, yes. all right, number two possibility is Amina Ya'manu, and Aman. Amina Ya'manu, Amnan wa Amanan. Remember, I'm writing the masdar now as singular, indefinite, mansub. Or more precisely, indefinite, mansub. Okay? Which means to be safe. To be safe, to feel safe. Okay? So, family one, actually, this is something that's interesting and important for you to know, is family one, its meanings, you can have two meanings within the same family in family one. And that depends on the tashkil of the R2. Amuna ya'munu. Hmm? And then Amina, where it says Amina ya'manu. You see that? This is just the way the language is. Okay? It's family one. If the tashkil on R2 is different between the two fi'ils, then the meaning would probably be a little different. Okay? But this meaning is complementary, right? Because someone who's trustworthy, you're safer on them, right? Yes or no? They're not like exactly opposite meanings. It's not like trustworthy and, you know, like a cheater. It's not going to be like that. It's just going to be like two different shades of the same color, right? So that's essentially what this looks like. Now, why is this important? Because family four right here is to believe. Family four is to believe. I want you to tell me, what's the harf jar that is used with family four to mean believe? What's the harf jar? Harf jar is B, right? How did you know that, Brother Raid? It's in the brackets. Okay, this is important. Okay? We have to look at what's in the bracket here. Believe in, you have to use a harf jar B afterwards. Okay? To believe in, if you want to use it like that, you have to use a harf jar B. Is there a harf jar B in the ayah? Yes or no? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. That's why the meaning is believe in the unseen. Yes or no, people? So you have to understand the meaning of the fi'il. You have to go back to the dictionary to figure out what does the hafjab with that fi'il, use with that fi'il, what does it mean? Okay? So that is what it means here. Here is family four. We've done this before in like the tutorials. Amana yu'minu, amin imanan al-mu'min al-mu'man, which is to believe. Use with the hafjar B. This is family four, and that's the meaning that is there in the Quran. Okay. Next word is yuqimuna. Okay. What is the root letters for yuqimuna? Wa yuqimuna as-salah, right? This ayah, this one. Yuqimuna. What is the root letters for that, people? Take a guess. This one is very tricky. This one is very tricky. Qaf, waw, meem. Qaf, waw, meem. Yeah, or wow, if you had to guess, yeah, I would have been like, it's fine. But really, wow. All right. Right. I can't even move past that comment now. I'm trying to. Okay. Qaf, wow, and meme is the root letters. Okay. As you can see, it has the word qama as family one. Huh? Family one is qama right there. You see that? Now, here's what it looks like. Qama, I'll write this for you. The weak letters, this is the weak letters, Brother Salim, we only know this by seeing enough words that have the same pattern. Then you develop the intuition to take an educated guess. Okay, that's how weak letters are. It's not, there is no there's no other way, actually. It's purely based on intuition developed by vocab acquisition and exposure. Okay, so the past tense is qama, correct? Qama. By the way, we will talk about this a little bit at the end. You know, by the way, this study of weak letters is a whole like it's a whole. If you do a bachelor's degree in Arabic, for example, and you take 4 courses in Arabic grammar. Okay, that's the standard. You take 4 courses, 1 per year, in Arabic grammar, fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul. Okay, you will take another 4 courses in sarf. Sarf is what we're doing right now. What is the root letter? What is family 1? What is family 2? What is family 3? We'll take another 4 courses, maybe 3 in sarf. And if there's 3 courses, course number 2 and 3 will deal with how does the weak letters, how do you form words with them? And the irregularities. That's a very big topic. Okay. So we're just going to do like a very basic, you know, like just, I will show you the mountain. I'll say that's the mountain of irregular fa'ils. But I'll also show you some patterns. And inshallah, I hope that I'll also show you how you can climb the mountain or in someone you can climb it with, inshallah. But right now, our job isn't to do that. That is too much. Qama, if I was to write it as normally, right? I will write it as this, right? Do you see how I'm writing it? Yaqwumu. Yes or no? Nasara yansuru. Kafara yakfuru. R1 would have a sukun, right? Yansuru. Yakfuru. Yanzilu. Yadribu. Yaftahu. Agree or disagree? Now, what happens is with the root letter being waw, they switch spots. R1 takes a dhamma and R2 takes a sukun. This is the irregularity. Why? That's how the Arabs spoke. Okay? That's their language. That's how they spoke. Okay? They switched the shkil on R1 and R2 when R2 is a weak letter like waw. Okay? Okay, now, next up is to make a command tense of this. You ready? I'll start with taqumu. What does taqumu mean? People, you with me? What does taqumu mean? Taqumu. You stand, right? Qama, he stood up. Yaqumu, he stands up. Taqumu, you stand. Yes or no? Okay. Chop, chop. I chop the Dhamma. I chop the Ta. What am I left with? Boom. Do I say it like this? In fact, even the waw will drop now. It will become Qum. Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Qum fa'anzir. Qum fa'anzir. You with me? That's how it became Qum. Qama. Past tense. Qumu. Present. Qum. Command. Okay? The master is Qiyaman. To stand up. All right? People, here is the activity that I like you to do. Okay? Here is the activity I'd like you to do. For the following 2 fa'ils, or the following 2 root letters, I would like you to make this past, present, and command from the following 2 sets of root letters. Qaf, waw, and lam. And kaf, waw, and noon. Okay? Please type the qaf, waw, and lam in the chat firstly. Okay? And if you send it to me, it'll come straight to me. It won't go to anybody else. Let's take a minute to do that. Ahsanti, Sister Fazana, well done. Sister Wadad, well done. Brother Farhan, Ahsan. Sister Thamar, well done, mashallah. Brother Raid, well done, mashallah. Ahsanta, yeah, Brother Mirza Danish. Do you go by Mirza Danish or just Danish? Just Danish. Ahsanta, yeah, Danish. Sister Halima, well done. Brother Farhan, also doing now Kaf Wa Noon, very good. Ahsantum, well done. Sister Thamar, well done. Kana yakun kun, mashallah, very good. Okay, excellent. You can send me this Kaf Wa Noon as well, please. And then we'll break, inshallah, for Salatul Maghrib. Actually, there's still 5 minutes here. No problem. Alhamdulillah, Ahsanti. Thank you, sister, for mentioning that. Okay, very good. So, what is it that we have? For Qaf, Waw, and Lam, we have Qala, Yaqulu, Qul, just like Qama, Yaqumu, Qum, right? You see the pattern is the same? Yes or no? Then, for Kaf, Waw, Noon, we have Kana, Yakunu, Kun. Exactly the same pattern. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Say, you say, He is Allah, the one and only. Okay? Kun. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ كَانَ he was يَكُونُ he is كُنْ be. Alright? Isn't that ism كَانَ? Yes, كَانَ is the one with ism كَانَ. That's our friend. Okay? Wrapping up with family four of these two letters. Qaf, Waw, and Mim. family four. What is family four? Aqama. Aqama. Yuqimu. Its command tense is aqim, and its masdar is iqamatan. These things are more complex. How did you get iqamatan? That's a more complex thing that I'm not sure if you'll be able to cover, but I'll just mention to you the pattern right now. Qama, yuqimu, aqim, iqamatan. Okay? You want to try to do this with qaf wa lam? Qaf. Please try with qaf wa lam. We did that a little bit before, Brother Danish. Okay? Activity. Family four. Past, present, command, and masdar from the following root. Can you do that? And after that, we'll break, inshallah. Send it to me, please, if you can. It's the same pattern. Maybe let's start with the past tense. Or maybe mashallah, ahsanta wa daraid. Yeah, not aqala, iqalatan. Iqala. Very good. Ahsanti, Sister Fazana. Iqala. Aqala, not yuqulu, yuqilu. Like yuqimu, yuqilu. See, notice the qaf, waw, mim. The root letter is waw, but in here, family four, it turns into ya. Same thing will happen for qaf waw lam. Aqala yuqilu. Ahsanta ya brother Asif. All right, I will write this. Ahsantum, mashallah. Well done, brother Farhan, sister Bidad, sister Maria. It will be aqala. يقيلوا إقالةً أو sorry أقال يقيلوا أقل إقالةً. All right, very good, mashallah. Exactly the same pattern. Notice the ya, right? It doesn't matter if the root letter is waw. In this family four only, I'm telling you, okay? It will turn like this, okay? It's a very similar, the pattern is identical. Why is it this way? That's a very advanced discussion. But at least now you can see how these are identical here and here. أقام يقيم is very, very common. إقامة الصلاة. أقال يقيل is not so common. أقال يقيل is more used in fiqh. It's used for refunds, issuing refunds. Like if somebody bought something and issuing a refund, that's the word that's used for that. Okay. You can think about how that's related to speech. It's kind of like you take your word back, right? Okay, so that is that. Alhamdulillah, yunfiquna, we talked about in the tutorial. As-salah, when we come back to after salah, we will talk about the word as-salah, inshallah. All right? Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. We'll take a break for salah and come back. We got to get to the next couple of ayat, at least, inshallah ta'ala. So we're going to be quick after we come back, inshallah. Okay? Barakallahu feekum. See you in a bit. Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're back. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very much for coming back promptly. We're looking at the word salah, okay, which we just finished with, alhamdulillah, some of us. Salah has a discussion about what its root letters are. This is the most, this is the opinion that is strongest, okay. The reason why you have different opinions is because the word, spelling of the word salah in the Quran is very unique. Unlike if you were to write it in newspaper, Arabic, or hadith literature. And that gives the opportunity for the discussion. But anyway, the root letters are Sad, Lam, and Waw. And these appear in family two. There's no family one of this. And the family two looks as follows. Salla, yusalli, salli. This is when you have R3, right? When you have R3 as weak. See, we've seen this today. Let me show you. You've seen R3 being a weak letter. You've seen R2 being a weak letter. Waw and Lam. Yuqinun, we'll see it inshallah as well. We'll see R1 being weak as well very soon when we go to Yuqinun. Okay, all of these have different implications. The weak letter coming as R1 or R2 or R3 has different implications. The implication it has in when R3 is weak is it turns into an alif here. Salla. Turns into an alif. And then turns into a ya, yusalli. And disappears completely when it becomes command, salli. It's gone completely. Okay? That is how, that's the implication of R3 being weak. Now, salla, the fi'il, changes in meaning with the harja. Let's find that out, inshallah. Okay. Salla. Salla bin nas. With the harf jar b, what's the meaning? to lead people in prayer. You see that? Salla bi means to lead people in salah. All right? Salla ala is to pray for. Okay? If you are praying for someone, you use the harf jar ala. People, you with me? Salla ala, to pray for somebody. Now, this is when a person does it. Salla ala, when Allah does it, it is Allah sending His blessings. Okay? Salla ala. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah sends His blessings upon the Prophet, and the angels pray for blessings for the Prophet. You see that? Of God to bless someone. Because Allah doesn't, like, Allah praying for someone, it doesn't make sense, because who is Allah going to pray to, right? When we are praying for someone, we're praying to Allah for someone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this word salah is used with Him, it means Allah is answering the prayers of others and sending blessings upon that person. Okay? And there is a, like, you know, different, there's rahma is a type of a mercy, and barakah is a type of blessing, and salah is a type of blessing. All of these are like shades of the same color. Okay? Different aspects, complementary meanings. Okay? But specifically, that's what the hajjat is used with. And then you have salah li, to pray to. Fasalli li rabbika. Salli, there is command. Li, for or pray to your Lord. Okay, so this is a word that you have to understand how it comes from. Why did it change harjar for various words? So this is how it is in Arabic, that harjar changes the meaning. Okay, yes, I saw that video too. David and Muhammad Hijab, right? It's very it's comical actually how pathetic of an attempt he was making to show somehow that Allah is praying to somebody else. I watched the video, and then I think the people in the crowd were laughing, right? And he's like, "Oh, you guys are laughing because your people don't tell you this." I was like, "No, they're laughing because you're so stupid." Like, open Hanswer, not even like a old primary source. Hanswer was written by a German. Okay? It's not even like a Lisan al Arab or anything. This is written by a German guy who probably wasn't even a Muslim. Okay? I don't know if he accepted Islam or not. Okay? He's mentioning this as well. And here you are with your clownish behavior. Anyway, but that is something that is there. And you know, you can look at Lanes as well. Lanes has the same thing. Lanes has, you see, like salah, 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 spelling. Okay, look at that. Salli alayhim, pray thou for them. Salla ala fulan, he prayed for such a person. A person. And then the salla alayhi, he prayed for, he begged for forgiveness, he pardoned him, and he blessed him. He blessed him. Sallaytu ala nabi. He blessed him, meaning he conferred blessing upon him, he had mercy upon him, he magnified him, conferred honor upon him, etc., etc. So you see, these are like, and this is Lane's lexicon. So these are like standard things. These are not like some very hi-fi points, but Allah Musta'an. Yes, that debate is definitely worth watching, and it was a very enjoyable debate. I watched the whole thing, and I was enjoying it, alhamdulillah. Okay, that said, let us go on to the next ayah, shall we? Ready, people? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. What does wa mean? Wa means? Wa means and. Okay. الَّذِينَ Those who. الَّذِينَ Those who. Okay. يُؤْمِنُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ They believe. Excellent. Bima. Now tell me correctly, what is Bima? In. In. Why in? Dictionary said so. يُؤْمِنُونَ With harjar B. You got it, right? The dictionary said so. All right. Bima in what? In what? Now, unzila is a difficult word. We haven't actually done this. Unzila, we will discuss in a little bit, okay? But unzila means has been revealed, okay? Has been revealed. This is, as you can notice, a passive voice. Anzala, he revealed. Unzila, he was or it was revealed. Okay? You with me? Let's put he, it was revealed. Okay? Ilaika. Ilaika. To you. To you. Wama. Wama. And what? Unzila. Unzila. He, it was revealed. Min. From قَابَلِكَ Before you, right? From before you, i.e. before you, okay? This is an Arabic way of saying before you, okay? مِن قَابَلِكَ You can say قَابَلَكَ before you, or you can say مِن قَابَلِكَ Both of them mean the same thing. The Quran uses مِن قَابَلِكَ quite a lot. Okay. Wa and right now I want you to think of this B as the same B in Yu'minuna. Okay? The same B as the B of Yu'minuna. Okay? Wa bil akhirati. And No, the meaning, not ma'tuf. Meaning. In the hereafter. Hum. They. Yuqinuna. Yuqinuna. Now, yuqinun comes to the word yaqeen, which means conviction, believing firmly. Okay? Believing firmly. So they, let's put firmly believe. They firmly believe. We'll look at what this word means in a sec. Okay, unzila and yuqinuna, we'll look at it in a bit, inshallah. Okay? Alright? وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ I'm going to jump to ayah 5 to continue translating with you, okay? And we'll come back to the running translation in Arab in a sec. Let's go to ayah number 5. Ula'ika. Ula'ika. I can't select it. It just refuses to cooperate. Ula'ika. Ula'ika, Bibo. Ula'ika is those. What's those who? Alladhina is those who, right? Ula'ika is those. Okay, here's how we remember it. Hada, hadihi, ha'ula. Say it with me, people. If someone like to turn on their mic and say it with me, this will be really nice. Okay? This. And these. Ready? No one's joining me in with this? All right. Sister Halima is doing it. Anybody else? Brother Salim, you got to join in. All right. Brother Salim's with us. Where else? Where's Brother Danish and these guys? People, join in. Okay. This is Mahdi's at work. No problem. All right. Brother Asif is joining us. Mashallah. Okay. We're going to remember what? This and that, okay? So that we don't get confused. Ready? For this, we say, هذا هذه هؤلاء.
هذا
هذه هؤلاء.
Oh, I'm not typing. I want you to say it, okay? هذا هذه هؤلاء.
هذا هذه هؤلاء.
Very nice. For that, we say, ذلك تلك أولئك.
ذَلِكَ تِلْكَ أُولَٰئِكَ
هَذِهِ هَؤُلَاءِ. Oh my goodness. Okay. On three. 1, 2, 3.
هَذَا هَذِهِ هَؤُلَاءِ.
People all together. On three. 1, 2, 3.
هذا هذه هؤلاء.
Very nice. Okay. Now that.
ذلك
ذلك هؤلاء.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
ذلك
تلك أولئك. All right. So that is those. And this would be these. Yes. People, you with me?
Yes.
Inshallah.
Yes.
I hope that this little thing will stick in your head. Now you will not forget it, inshallah. Ula'ika, those. Ala. Ala is /upon. Hudan, oops. Hudan, guidance. Min. From. Rabbihim. Their Lord. Excellent. وَأُولَٰئِكَ. And those. Whom. They. الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Al-Muflihuna, the successful ones. Ahsanto. Okay. Al-Muflihuna, the successful ones. Excellent. Barakallahu feekum. This is very good. Let's go back to the ayah before. And let's do the running translation. Maybe let's do the running translation of this guy first. Okay, because we're here, might as well, right? Let's do the running translation of this guy first and So the running translation of this would be, those are upon, right? Those are upon. Yes or no? This part right here. Do you agree with that? Okay. Are upon hudan, upon guidance, min rabbihim, from their Lord. Wa and ulaika, those whom they are the successful ones. Now, I omitted the they here in the translation. Okay? Just because in the translation, you can do without it. But we'll explain in the I'rab what the they means. Okay? In the I'rab, inshallah, we'll actually understand what does the they, whom, what does it mean. Okay? But in the running translation, this is how it is. How many? There's two sentences here, right? Because and is going to separate the two sentences. Okay? It is due to balagha, brother Danish, inshallah. Okay? Two sentences. Sentence number one is right here. Sentence number two is right there. Okay? Let's actually look at sentence number one. Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim. Yes? Do you agree that's sentence number one? Basically, it goes up to the wow. Okay? Now, what type of jumla is this? This is a jumla ismiya. Very good. So I'm looking for mubtada. What's my mubtada? My mubtada is ulaika. Remember, all these are mabni, right? Hada, hadihi, haulai, dalika, tilka, ulaika. They're all mabni. Yes or no? So they are going to be marfu', mansub, majroor in the same way. Okay. In this case, you know the sentence, those are upon guidance. It's before are, it is going to be your mubtada, as barfu'. Khabar. Khabar. Ahsanta, Abu Salim, ahsantum. No khabar. Barakallahu fikum. There is no khabar. Is there related to khabar though? Yes. The first one is ala hudan, two of them, ahsantum, well done, upon guidance, ala hudan, al-jalis majrur. Second one is min rabbi, right, from there, and then of course rabbi and him is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Correct? Clear, inshallah? Very nice. Barakallahu fikum. Second sentence is wa ulaika humul muflihun. Jumla ismiya or fi'liya? I or F, ismiya, alhamdulillah. Okay, mubtada is going to be same, right? Ulaika, perfect. Okay, now I want you to think about the khabar. Okay, before you tell me the khabar, what's the status of the stand-alone pronoun? Uwa, huma, hum. What's the status of those pronouns? They're definite, that's the type, and they're always marfu'. Okay, very good. So you have now one ism that's marfu', and you have a second ism that's marfu', correct? And then you have al-muflihun. What's the status of al-muflihun? Also marfu', okay? Now, you have three isms that are marfu', and mubtada and khabar are only two, okay? So what would be a possible explanation for this? Hum is an addition, okay? Even an addition has to play by the grammar rules, okay? Without it, the sentence will still make sense. You could have said ulaika al-muflihuna, that's correct, okay? It is emphasizing, correct. But there is still a grammatical rule it's playing. Mubdal. Okay, Sister Halima is saying, is it mubdal? Mubdal is usually, as you've discussed, with the pointing isms, right? Hada. Dhalika al-kitab. Remember? ذلك الكتاب. We said that was مبدل and بدل. هم, we don't say that. Do you remember when we were doing جملة اسمية? I'll actually go back to this. Okay. Tips. مبتدا spotting tips. Definite ism followed by indefinite. إنما, and then standalone pronoun. Generally, standalone pronouns are going to be what? مبتدأ. Generally, standalone pronouns are going to be مبتدأ. This is a little too big. Let me make it a little smaller so you can, it can fit and you can see. Okay? Generally speaking, is هم a standalone pronoun? So is it... can you have two مبتدأs? In one sentence, no. But maybe if the خبر is the whole sentence. هم المفلحون. And then هم is your مبتدأ for this sentence. And then the خبر for that sentence is المفلحون. Remember the Russian dolls? What was it called? Petroshka dolls? I have to look that up again. Sorry. The Russian dolls. Matroshka doll. We need like a Habib sound saying that. Matroshka. Alright. So, that, see, that's a humul muflihun and ulaika, right? It's a sentence in a sentence. That's what that is. In case you're wondering why I'm showing you these dolls, because it's a sentence in a sentence. Inception, yes. Yes, a dream in a dream. But humul muflihun, hum is your mubtada for this sentence. Al muflihun is the khabar, and the whole thing is khabar for ulaika. Okay, now the question is, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Well, when you have a definite khabar, okay, it creates the meaning of exclusivity. Of what? Exclusivity. Al-muflihun. Only they are the successful ones. Only they are the successful ones. You know this hadith? Ad-deen al-nasiha? Do you know this hadith? Right? It means the religion is sincere advice. Okay? The actual text, like the implication the Prophet is trying to make is the religion is only sincere advice. Of course, he's not intending to say that there's nothing more to the religion than advising people. That's not what he's saying, of course. What he's saying is that that is such a critical aspect of your faith. Being, make like the welfare of others and the well-being of others is such an important aspect. It's as if that is the entirety of the religion. Okay? And to emphasize that point, he said, "Ad-deen un-nasiha." And the Sahaba were actually confused by that. So that said, Liman ya Rasulullah, who to who? Who are you giving advice to that you are saying this is the religion? And then he explained, Lillahi wa li Rasulihi wa lil mu'minina wa li immatil mu'minina wa ammatihim. It's for for Allah and His Messenger, for the people who are the leaders of the Muslims and for the general Muslims as well. Another example, not that one, but the Danish, but more like الدُّعَاء هِيَ الْعِبَادَةِ. الدُّعَاءُ هِيَ الْعِبَادَةِ. That expression, that the dua is the only worship, meaning that the crux of worshiping is dua, supplication and connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that make sense? This is actually a balagha point. Okay? So that's why Allah is saying humul muflihun. Now he says ulaika to emphasize that. Ulaika humul muflihun. Those, they are the ones who are truly successful. And he says about these people, look, he says he started the surah by saying ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, right? And now he concludes by saying that these are the people, right? In this book, there is guidance. These are the people who are upon guidance. Like, if guidance is a mountain, they have scaled it. And success, they are the only ones who have attained it. Because people have all types of measures of success, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the real measure of success, which is the people that he's describing in this passage, humul muflihun. They are the truly the ones who are successful. The sentence would also work without whom, you're correct. The standalone pronoun is an emphasis on the they. Yeah. So if you had no whom, if it was ulaikal muflihun, right, it would still be fine. And it would still work. But ulaikal muflihun runs into the mubdal badal problem. Like dhalikal kitabu. Because it's pointing a simple. You with me? So when you say ulaika hum al muflihun, it becomes very clear that it's exclusive. Al muflihun, exclusively are they. And who are they? Those that Allah has described in the ayah before, or in the ayat before. Does that make sense, inshallah? This expression, by the way, repeats in the Quran and other places too. It will come in Surah Baqarah again, in the second juz here. Right here. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. See that? They are the ones who are, only they are guided. The ones who, when something bad happens, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They're patient. They don't become, they don't let the difficulties of life become the reason for their saying something irrational. So that al-humu al-muflihun is a very nice way of emphasizing that point. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Okay. Surah Ma'arij has a lot, brother Asif. We'll talk, maybe look at it some other time. But I hope this point is clear, inshallah. Okay. Another point that we'll make quickly. I have what? Okay, my time is up. Khalas. We spoke about this already. Iltiqa'u sakinain, right? The meeting of the two sukoons. Yes or no? Do you remember that? Not very romantic. The meeting of the two sukoons. And you have hum and al, then it becomes humu. And al-muflihun is from family four. Aflaha, yuflihu, aflih, iflahan, al-muflih, al-muflah, muflih is the plural of it is muflihuna. Okay? Yes, iltiqa sakinain, the meeting of the two zuguns. Yes, they need a mahram. All right, unless they're married, then they don't need a mahram. All right, now what we'll do is we will look at the translation in Arab of ayah 4 inshallah on Thursday, and we will conclude with the whatever we can inshallah on Thursday. The morning class, I didn't actually cover the harf atf so detail with them. So I'm going to cover the harf atf with them in detail. And then whatever level point we get to, inshallah, in the evening class, we'll try to get to that point. Or maybe even try to exceed it. We will actually continue the Quran study in the tutorial on Saturday. So if you usually don't come to the tutorial on Saturday, please this time try to make it, so that we can continue our Quran study, inshallah ta'ala, there. So we have a few more hours of Quran study of Surah Al-Baqarah. All right, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you all on Thursday. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa jazakum wa barakallahu fikum.